W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this test is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have check-in my wife, Wendy, KN4HTP, traveling out west in Utah. W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. KC8ZYB, Jeff in Greenville. KJ4HKC, John in Belton. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. K4OIM, one of our net controllers on Tuesday nights, and that's Walt, and he's in Inman. Next is KM4RGX, Carol in Greenville. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. And finally, one of our net controllers, and hopefully will stay as net controller in the future, KN4RJN, who's relocated to Brown Summit, North Carolina. With that, that's all the early check-ins through the BRARS webpage. And so we'll go ahead and request new hams only. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like there are no new hams checking in tonight, and there are currently no Echolink stations that I can see on the Echolink site waiting to check in, so we'll go ahead and go directly to the RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed not, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MJB. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
So on the net, please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO. This is Brad in Walhalla. No traffic, no table. Because I haven't been around in a while. It's good to see A through D move to Sunday. Now I'll remember it. Everybody, have a great evening.
Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, negative and negative.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WJB. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. Have a good evening, everybody.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was an excellent start off for the RF check-ins. First off, we would like to recognize, or I would like to recognize KK4DMW Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rick. Next, we have KO4AOW, David in Inman, and N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. Next is KO4BDM, Jim in Travelers, or Taylors, excuse me, and our net manager, W4DJW in Greer. And finally, KB2BYQ, David in Easley. With that, that was an excellent group of check-ins. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Hey, Wendy and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We are mobile in Liberty tonight, headed towards the house. Just be in and out. Good evening to you, Wendy, and all on the net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
I'm out of turn, please, sir. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Thanks, Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you, everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KI4DOS, Gary, in mobile, in Liberty. He brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Gary is our Wednesday night net manager and swap net manager, so he is, hopefully you'll be able to return home safely. Drive safe, Gary. And KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville, and KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Linda, KG4QLQ. Thank you all for checking in with me tonight. If we keep this up through every group in the alphabet, I may get the most check-ins that I've ever had so far. With that, looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Kilo India 4, Echo Tango Yankee, KI4ETY, Chris down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative this evening.
Number 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative.
W2MJB. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in County, North Carolina, or negative, negative tonight. Thanks.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Yankee 4, Echo Foxtrot, Barry in Central. No announcements and no comments. Over.
Nope. Now, Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG. Danny, over here in Gastonia, Gaston County. No comments. 73.
MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KI4ETY, Chris, in southern Greenville County. Chris, there's a little noise on your transmission, but I was able to get you in the log. Thanks for checking in. Next is N4HHC, Warren in Taylors, and KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. And the I got KO4ISG, Danny in Gastonia. Thanks for checking in tonight, Danny. And then there was another check-in. I think I'm fubbed up your messed up your call sign. I got KY4EFY, but I didn't catch your name and location. I know your call sign. I think I messed that up. Can you recheck, please?
This is Kilo Yankee 4, Echo Foxtrot, Barry. I'm in Central South Carolina, over.
Hey, Harry, do you have three letters in your suffix? Because all I'm catching is Echo Foxtrot. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm an extra level ham, over.
Okay. And again, what was your location? Your two letters on your suffix was kind of screwing me up, I guess. I wasn't used to expecting that. So what's your location?
Over.
Finally getting around to recognizing KY4EF, Harry in Central. Appreciate that recheck. Sorry about that. You weren't in my log with that call sign. So thanks for rechecking, and have a great evening.
My name is Barry. It's Bravo Alpha Romeo Romeo Yankee QSL.
Sorry about that. And got you in my log now, so you're good to go if you choose to check in again with me. And I apologize messing up your name. Any other check-ins echo through hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
And Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. Name here is Fred, currently pedestrian mobile in Piedmont, South Carolina. 7-3 to everybody on the net. I'll be negative-negative tonight.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4NNH, Fred in mobile in Piedmont tonight. Drive safely, Fred, and get back to the HQ, and have a wonderful evening. Looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel, so go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
JB. Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Tango, KB3 KBT. Doc, North Pickens, Tater Hill Mountain, negative and negative, short time. MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net. To MJB. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee. Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima, Alpha, Oscar. Jim at Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative, and 73 to all on the net.
KO4NNH, Fred in Pilser, and James in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO, and Doc, who's short time there in North Pickens, that's KB3KBT. Thanks for checking in tonight, Doc, and have a great evening. Next is KO4JB or JKV Duncan in Asheville. Thanks for coming in from Asheville, Duncan. KK4JBQ, my friend Larry there in Greer, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Have a great evening, Larry, and I appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Next is KO4JQY, Joe in Taylor's, and KO4LAO, Jim in Traveler's Rest, and finally, KN4UBG, Kevin in Fountain Inn. Kevin, did sound like you were mobile, sounded like you were picket fencing a little bit, either that or flying in a helicopter. So have a great evening, and appreciate you checking in, and drive safely. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we got India through Lima in the first call for check-in, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like Mike through Papa might be watching the basketball games tonight. One more call for Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like Mike through Papa is done for the time being, so we will go and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. That's AA4RM. My name is Robert. I'm in Easley. Negative, negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing AA4RM, Robert in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, Robert. Have a great evening. And you'll be calling the net tomorrow night. Is that correct? For the confirmation. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango. Thank you, Robert, for filling that check-in group in. We'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Kilo K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Well, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And after him was KN4VWA, Steve and Inman. Thank you both for checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Uniform through Zulu, so we'll move to the next large group of Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. I didn't record anyone wishing to rack you. I'm sure that everyone's eager to get back to the basketball games. So I'll just ask if I've missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB, KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, W2MJB, go ahead.
Just help along a little bit, see if we can't pick up some later second shift check-ins. Well, what did I do today? Some advice to other husbands with to-do lists, honey-do lists, whatever you want to call it. Something preemptive. Every once in a while, go into your closet, take all the clothes off, all the hangers off the racks, if you have that kind of closet, and give it a little wiggle. See if it's still nice and secure. Because I walked into the closet one morning, and all of them had fallen to the floor. Just finished putting it back. It was quite a job, since it ripped out big holes in the wall. But something to do preemptively. Check your closets. KK4JBQ.
4JBQ. That's not a wonderful feeling to walk into there, into the closet, and see all your clothes laying on the floor and the rack being pulled out. So apparently it was one of those white metal wire, what would you call, clothes racks then?
Closet Made makes them, among other manufacturers, but that's generally the design. Easy to put up, fast for the builder to pop in there. It lasts for a number of years, but over time, the weight of, I don't know, 5 running feet of clothing will bring it down in time. And it's not the first time it happened. I had an upstairs closet do the same thing. I didn't, at that time, anticipate that there would be an issue ongoing. That was a number of years ago, maybe 10 years ago. But really, time takes its toll on everything. I'm sure everybody have to agree with me with that. Time takes its toll. But anyway, I thought I'd just pop in here and see if I couldn't impart some of my recent experience. How about you, Mark?
Well, Larry, I haven't had one of those fall to the floor yet. When we lived in Indiana, we had one of those in our laundry room. And my wife had so much stuff on it, I'm surprised that it did not fall to the floor. And so I went through and got rid of it by buying some regular constructed oak cabinets from Home Depot or Lowe's. And there was too narrow to put 3 of them, so I put 2 of them up and then built a open shelf in between them, and then stained them the same color and finished them like the kitchen cabinets were. So I circumvented that one, but I would like to do the same thing in ours because my wife has a lot of clothes stacked on the top of the shelf, those same kind of wire shelves. So I imagine one of these days I may end up going in there and finding the same situation. Hopefully not, but it may be. So I'll have to follow your suggestion and go in and shake it a little bit and make sure it doesn't pull out.
I suppose it's a matter of weight also. And it was on my wife's side of the closet. I didn't want to pop that in there right away. But it was on her side. The very few clothes that I wear, you know, just repeatedly over and over. I think the expression is clothes hound. I think I've heard that before. And I'm simply not, and she isn't that much, although she has seasonal things, and there are at least 3 seasons in that closet, and the other 4th, probably the winter type, is in the closets upstairs. The overflow, you might call it. Anyway, no, what I was suggesting is there any other honeydew list things that you've been up to lately?
I finally repainted our laundry room because I made some cabinets, you know, got rid of the wire shelf in there, made some cupboard from scratch for the laundry room. So I finally got around to painting it, and not really any necessarily what you would call just honeydews from my wife's list, but I did start repairing a couple ceilings, a room above the garage that got wet from a condensation problem with our furnace or air conditioner last summer, where it froze up and then it just kind of leaked down into the duct work and then into the ceiling. And then in my son's room where the boot around one of the vent pipes cracked and was leaking, so I started those yesterday, and hopefully I will have those pretty much plastered and sanded before my wife gets back. fainting, it won't be too bad, but I'm sure she would appreciate having the dust gone before she does get back.
Fainting, yes. You know, I discovered at some point in the recent past that there is a white color called ceiling white available in all the paint stores, but there is a ceiling white paint. Amazing. Maybe it's flat. Maybe it's a certain tone. I don't know, but a universal color for a surface. That's. I thought that kind of interesting. Anyway. Yeah. It's one of the things that we live with here in the South, where temperatures don't get extremely low, and if they do, they don't stay there that long. Our houses are not as well insulated as though as up north, where 30 degrees below is, you know, common throughout the winter. They're insulated much better. And so consequently, we live with issues like condensation. Well, it looks like you have a list, just like all the rest of us have a list. I try to stay up with mine. I am behind on a few. I'm years behind on a few. I had to admit it. shouldn't laugh. Anyway, Mark, it's always good to talk with you. And maybe another time we will have accomplished some others of those items on our lists, and we can talk about that then. Okay? You have a real good night. Everybody out there, enjoy this evening and wake up tomorrow and proclaim that it's the Lord's Day and live it. So, this is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
For the small rag chew, Larry, it was good talking to you. As you were talking about the honeydews, just to end up, one last comment. First time I think I was ever in a Cracker Barrel. I'd never seen it before until we were in Kansas, where my in-laws lived at the time, in Topeka. And we were in there walking around their little gift shop, and there was a T-shirt that reminded me of my stepdad. There's on the front of it, I think there's a picture of this guy leaning against the railing of his house and just admiring the fact that he had finally accomplished and fixed everything in his house, and everything was in perfect working order. And then on the back of the shirt, you see him spread eagle flying through the air as the hand railing on the porch of the house gives way in mid-thought, of thinking everything in the house was perfectly in shape. So no matter how far you go in your house, there's always going to be something that needs fixing. Appreciate the comments, Larry. It looks like we have an Echolink station up right now. We'll go to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, please copy. November 3, Papa Kilo Juliet, Todd in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N3PKJ, Todd in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Todd, how did you hear about or find the net here tonight?
Well, I happen to know somebody down your way. A certain November 2 Oscar Golf, Scott, who told me about your guys' net here, oh, I don't know, a year ago, something like that. I've checked in a few times here and there. Not very often, though.
2MJB, thanks for checking in with me, Todd. This is the first time you've checked in with me on Sunday night. I guess every Sunday night, but the first Sunday night, so appreciate you coming along and checking in from Pennsylvania with me. Have a fantastic evening. Hopefully the storms that came through that part of the country the past few days didn't cause too much damage up there. With that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. K4VKN, this is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be just in and out tonight. Hope everybody's having a good evening on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4VKN, Alan in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight, Alan. Any other comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we've got everyone for comments or check-ins for the time being. So I'll just continue on. As I confirmed earlier, AA4RM, Robert, will be calling the net tomorrow night. Please come along and check in with him. I'm sure that he would appreciate that. The net control, or the, excuse me, the net report will be submitted electronically. I will break here for a minute and submit that electronically, and you should be hearing it momentarily. W2MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to everyone.